Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, it seems like there's always room for a little healthy competition, particularly in South Carolina. And the South Carolina Department of Agriculture is getting into the action with the Palmetto Series. Tell us a little bit more.
You know, we've just finished the first year of the Palmetto Series, and working with Clemson and Carolina, everybody in South Carolina knows we have a great homegrown rivalry between Clemson and Carolina. So the Palmetto Series connects agriculture and athletics to say we've got great homegrown agriculture coming from our farms. The Palmetto Series is a great way for people who get wrapped up in everything that Clemson and Carolina seem to play each other against. When we have them think about that, we want them thinking about what South Carolina farmers are bringing to them. So that's why we started the Palmetto Series and starting our second year pretty soon.
Why don't you kind of give a little wrap to the first year for us?
Well, if you are a Gamecock fan, we've got good news. Carolina won. There were 15 head-to-head contests, and Carolina won 10 of them, and Clemson won 5 of them. All of these get the same points, including the academic record of the athletes, plus what we really like is the food drive by the fans. So there were 13 contests from football, baseball, basketball, to women's and men's golf, track, diving, soccer, much like the Olympics we just watched, just a broad spectrum. And we think it's the broadest competition series between any universities across the country. So that's why we're especially proud of this. So in the first year, Carolina won 10-5.
And you mentioned the academics of the athletes also counts. And Carolina has an impressive academic average.
Well, having finished Carolina and sons go to Clemson, we know that getting a 3.0 or higher is no easy task. You throw in the time that these athletes have to give to their sports and practice and travel. It is really an amazing feat. I don't know what Clemson's overall GPA was, but I hear it's above 3.0 as well. So just very proud of these athletes. We had a cookout last week for the Carolina athletes to welcome them back to Carolina and to congratulate them, but just to tell them how proud we were to associate farmers with their lifestyle of these athletes and their devotion to their sport, the same way our farmers are devoted to putting good products out there for South Carolina.
And you will be presenting a trophy here in the next few weeks to the South Carolina athletes.
That's right. At the home game on September 17 against East Carolina, we will give the inaugural Palmetto Series trophy, and it's a very pretty trophy we had designed, and it was made right here in Columbia, so a good South Carolina product there. So, yeah, we'll do that. The second season kicks off this week with soccer and volleyball next week, so we're right back into it. We want people to follow and participate in all of the social media and contests that we have for it, and it's Palmetto Series, all one word, .com. So you can follow along with how the score is going and how fans can earn some freebies.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.